crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
It is Word Salad. Amelia, hello.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you going?
I'm totally fine. Sorry,
good.
Everything
yeah,
I have to do today just flashed before my eyes when you said that.
I'm so sorry for you.
But right now I'm relaxed.
Mm.
I'm, you know, presenting information on a radio broadcast.
Fantastic.
Publicly.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah.
The information you're presenting is?
So I was thinking about money.
Our favourite thing.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I was just, you know, thinking about how money has this kind of magical power to transform quite dull and boring people into people who think that they have a lot of really clever and inspired ideas. And
that's,
I was like,
intense burn.
On who?
Money people?
Money people. Well, they can take it. They've got money. Go
what
buy yourself
saying?
A hanky.
Is it
like,
money?
I don't know.
Money makes the world go round?
Well, I mean, the Desiree song says money don't make my world go round. I'm reaching out to a higher ground. But it also says the thing about not wanting to be a ghost and eating a piece of toast. Anyway.
So how does money relate to words?
So I was looking into the origins of some money words.
Okay.
So money itself is a very old word. It initially goes all the way back to ancient Rome.
Wow, that is old.
So it essentially comes from an epithet for Juno. Do you know what an epithet is?
No, I do not.
It's like a thing you call someone, like an additional thing to their name. So if you ever at school or just in your free time, if you're a big nerd, had to read like the Aeneid or the Iliad, that they talk a lot about Pallas Athena, or like they'll talk about a god and they'll give them some kind of attribute. We don't have time to go into like the like Roman understanding of religion, but it's
for
really
another,
interesting.
Another episode.
But basically, like different gods had different aspects, and on the Capitoline Hill, they had a temple to Juno as Juno Moneta.
Okay.
I can't pronounce Latin, but if you look into it, no one can, so eat it. And so basically the name means like to warn or admonish. It's essentially like scolding Juno.
Right, that's not what I would have picked.
Well, yeah, so it's not really related to her at all. Basically, the reason that becomes the name for money is that nearby
this mountain
is where they made coins.
Oh, well, perfect.
I mean, Rome's all hills. It's
so
seven hills.
That makes a lot of sense then.
Yeah, so basically they were like, they had these coins and they were like, oh, they're all made next to scornful Juno.
Right, okay. I see. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, which is, I think, is really interesting that you have the kind of the mother goddess in her most teleophy form as where we get the name for money from.
It's quite fantastic how sometimes these things are truly so simple.
Yeah.
Like, it was just geographically quite close, so we thought, that seems good enough.
Yeah, pretty much. So coin, then, I kind of went down this big, like, rabbit hole chain. Coin, the word comes from the thing you use to make them.
Okay.
So it's like, a coin is basically just like a stamped piece of metal. And so the coin is the thing you stamp it with, which is a kind of a wedge. So like if you're an architecture person, you might know the word coin spelt with a Q, which is like a corner or an angle or a nook. That's because that's basically what coin in like a very literal sense means. It's like a wedge.
So it went from Q to C.
Well, it kind of goes back and forth because you get it from like French. I think it actually, yeah. No, it did go from C to Q.
Or Q to C.
C to Q.
Oh, okay.
Our one is the most close to the very old one.
Oh, nice.
It's from Latin cuneus, or wedge. Yeah, so we get, those are like kind of the oldest ones, but a lot of our financial terms.
So what are some examples of financial term?
Bank.
Dollar. A bank.
Bankrupt.
Bank. Bankrupt.
Yeah.
Poor. No money? No
money. I think no.
Overdraft. Think
a lot of those come from Renaissance Italy.
Okay.
So part of the deal with Renaissance Italy, and part of the reason that everyone's like, oh, there was a sudden flourishing of art and culture. Well, partly, but also partly they made a lot of money. And so the people had a lot of money and they got to spend that money on really extravagant, slightly tacky artworks that everyone now loves. I have an art history degree. I'm allowed to say this about, okay, about Raphael.
Good, I'm glad.
But the Medici family, who were responsible for commissioning a lot of artworks in Florence, they also were bankers, and they basically started up banks.
Yeah.
But the real thing that was like super exciting about is this off topic? No, it's fine.
No,
the really
like
exciting thing about Renaissance Italy is that they invented double entry bookkeeping.
I don't know what that is.
It's basically the normal kind of bookkeeping where you have like ingoings and outgoings, and like a tally at the bottom. Someone had to invent that, and it took until the 15th century for them to do it.
And then they invented Excel.
Yeah, and they basically invented a very crude early form of Excel. And so that's why a lot of our terms, like bank and bankrupt. So a bank comes from the Italian word for a bench. And so it's talking about like the money lender's table, where they would have, you know, different denominations of like coins, weights of currency, and they would have scales and stuff, and you would go to the bank. You'd go to their bench. And then so bankrupt comes from kind of like a metaphorical spin-off of that, because it means broken bench.
So you cannot...
Yeah, so
you cannot access the bench. You have no more bench.
Yeah, because the bench is broken. Oh, it's like
interesting.
How are you going? Oh, my money bench broke.
I feel like we should bring that back.
Yeah, it's
Who knew financial words could be so interesting?
I mean, they are, I guess, because a lot of them are like relatively recent. So they're, you know, because you get to a certain point with words and it's just like, oh, I don't know. We found an old book and it seems like they always called it this. but because people were inventing this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, so dollar comes from basically, essentially the name of a place where a silver mine was.
Oh, right.
So there's this place called Jochimstal in Bohemia, which is kind of like where like Croatia and stuff is.
Yeah.
Called Jochimstal. And so they would make silver coins from this mine, and they would be called Jochimstalers.
Wow.
And so this is one of the first things we talked about on Word Salad, false splitting. So people split that in the wrong place because it's Jochimstal, it's like hamburger. People were like, oh, they're not things from Hamburg.
Yeah.
They're ham burgers. And so people were like, oh, this guy, Joachim, he must have all of these thalers.
And then did that have an S at the start, or was that just the pronunciation?
Well, so that's where they cut it off.
Yeah.
So they basically went from Jochimstaler to being like, oh, these are the thalers that are Joachim's. They're Joachim's thalers. And so then thaler became dollar in German, and then gets to America and Canada and becomes dollar.
It blows my mind how these things are actually quite simple. Like, you've just gone from one language to another, and then we've just been like, we'll stick with this one. This one sounds good enough.
My favorite thing is how people are constantly just being like, well, I know what this means, and being totally wrong. And everyone's just like, yeah. Joachim, he makes all the money.
So if you're confident enough and you say something for sure is called something, that's it.
Yeah, totally.
Easily.
And that's Word Salad.
It's dangerous. We've had a text in.
Okay.
I'm going to struggle with those. It says, in classical Greek, the word for table is, and then there's a Greek word. In modern Greek, the bank is called another Greek word. The Linnean markets are the first ones in the history accounts that survived. Do you know anything about that?
I think I'm going to have to look at this.
You're going to have Greek, to. I wish I could pronounce
the Greek words
the Greek
are maybe
for
the
you.
Important part of this.
Yeah, yeah. Texter, please clarify.
Okay. I'll have a read.
Yeah. What about debt? Is that in your list?
I didn't look up debt.
We'll have to look up debt for next time.
I was trying not to think about it, Jess.
I wish that we had just gone with coins. We could have just said coins the whole time. Would have been easy enough.
Oh, debt's not super exciting.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Grim. Well, it's not super exciting,
is
it? Yeah,
no.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Amelia.
My pleasure.
Who knew money could be so darn interesting?
Not me.
Not me either.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word Salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.